From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States appears to be backing up tough talk about Iran slapping new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. In Iran, senior cleric Ayatollah Ahmad Khatami blasted the new sanctions, saying they will violate the Iran nuclear deal. President Trump said Friday that he is not ruling out more action against Iran.
Nothing is off the table. I haven't eased anything.
The Associated Press agency reports that none of the new sanctions appear to reverse the Obama administration's suspension of sanctions as part of the 2015 nuclear deal. In the latest legal response to President Trump's controversial travel ban, a U.S. federal judge in the northwestern state of Washington has temporarily blocked the ban imposed last week on travelers and immigrants from seven predominantly Muslim nations. The judge says the states of Washington and Minnesota have legal standing to challenge the executive order. The judge's ruling came on the same day the Trump administration announced that 60,000 visas have been provisionally canceled as a result of the president's executive order banning travel from those seven countries. State Department lawyers had earlier said more than 100,000 visas were revoked after the people they were issued to were blocked from traveling to the U.S., citing the higher figure included diplomatic and other visas that were exempted from the ban. Trump's order bans visa holders from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News.